covering the world from your own backyard. We are Hamilton's news talk leader, AM 900 CHML.
In a neighborhood notorious for gang violence, one Toronto community seems to have decided to brush off the threat of being called a snitch. Instead, cooperation with police resulted in two arrests. Paul Nguyen, the founder of a neighborhood website, says that people wanted fast action because they're tired of shootings.
Could be a testament to, like, maybe the people are just fed up of this happening over and over again and they just, want to help out.
However, he concedes if the shooting was gang-related, which apparently it wasn't, there might not have been so much cooperation from the public.
Interesting twist to the story that we've been talking about since that tragedy last week in Toronto. This is the Bill Kelly Show. You're listening on AM 900 CHML, and you're watching on Cable 14. Glad you could join us on the program. And the website we just heard about is www.jane-finch.com. Neighborhood website that police say played a role in gathering information about what actually happened in that school so many days ago. And the founder of that website, Paul Nguyen, joins us on the Bill Kelly Show on 900 CHML. Paul, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good to talk to you. How long have you lived in the area, the Jane Finch area?
Basically born and raised here, so all my life.
Well, I lived there some years ago, but I guess that hasn't changed dramatically. I was just there a couple of weeks ago, as a matter of fact. I was just a little further north, up near the York University campus, but I know the area quite well. So you've seen it all, I guess, and you've heard it all about your neighborhood too. But you decided, and you still want to stay there.
Well, definitely. Not much has changed. I mean, we have our problems here and there, but it's a great place to grow up in, and I think there's certain advantages you can get growing up in Jane Finch.
One of the things we hear about, of course, besides the high crime rate, which is something that people right across the country talk about, whenever you mention Jane Finch, they say, gun violence, crime, drugs, that sort of thing. And certainly there are some statistics that will back that up. But the other thing that they talk about is the fact that, well, when crimes occur in that neighborhood, people don't come forward. So it was gratifying, I would imagine, for you to see so many people decide they wanted to help out this time.
Yeah, it was nice to see the community very much involved. I mean, historically, the community, residents and the police department, they don't have a really good dialogue with each other. So in this case, with the shooting of Jordan, I mean, he was a good kid, so I guess people, took to that and they wanted to, help get this thing sorted out rather quick.
Has there been a better relationship between police in the last little while? I mean, there is a new chief now. Chief Blair's been in charge for a little while now.
I think things have improved a little bit. They can improve more, I think. But, it's going in a good direction, but it could be better.
Why did you set up the website?
I set up the website a couple years ago, just to basically, because whenever something bad happens, the media comes down here and, basically trashes the place, right? So I kind of just had this idea to make out my own little media outlet and basically promote the positive things of Jane and Finch.
How did you get the word out that the site existed?
Well, I think the interest was just there. Before the website existed, I went on the internet and Googled Jane and Finch, and I was surprised to find basically virtually nothing except for the odd, article here and there, usually, pertaining to a crime. So I thought, why don't I be the first one to start up something?
When this terrible tragedy occurred last week, when Jordan Manners was shot and killed in the high school, did you decide to start putting information on the website? Was there a call to action? Did you ask people to get involved?
Well, I mean, some other members on the website have a direct link to Jordan and his family, so I figured it best to, I try to get some word out and also give them an outlet to express themselves because, they would only go on the news and maybe get, 1 or 2 minutes of airtime, but, I try to find some people close to him and give them more and more time to express exactly what they're feeling.
What kind of feedback did you get on the site once you started to put these things up on the website?
Well, I had a lot of people submit poetry and poems about Jordan, and some other media outlets took notice of that, and they talked about it. So I mean, it's been pretty good. The coverage is good, and we're trying to get more positive coverage out there.
One of the things that was mentioned in the report, and I know you mentioned it when you were talking to the media about your website, was the fact that people in the community decided to come forward. Do you think your website played a part in that? There was a dialogue that was able to happen there that maybe wouldn't have been there otherwise?
I'm not so sure about that, but I mean the demographic of the website is mostly youth, and I'm pretty sure it could have helped in play a role in that, because you know obviously you'd find out from the youngsters in the school, right? So I hope it helped.
Well, that's the other aspect of this, because it took almost a week to make an arrest in these, and we heard yesterday that police may have had some suspicions about these two individuals right from the beginning, but obviously had to build a case and had to talk to some people. That traditionally doesn't happen. Why did it happen in this particular case?
For sure, because it wasn't gang-related. This was a good kid, so, I mean, and this wasn't a gang incident, so people aren't really afraid of reprisals. If this was like a gang-related or drug-related incident, then I'm pretty sure a lot of people would be quiet on this.
Did you know Jordan Manners?
I met his mother. I didn't meet him personally. My buddy who works on the website, Mark Sims, knows him. But I knew judging from his mother, I'm pretty sure, you know, he was a good kid, because his mother was really involved in the community and she loved everyone, and he took after her.
So right from the beginning, as soon as you heard about this terrible tragedy, you knew that there was something going on here. This was not your usual gang violence or bad drug deal or whatever the case may have been, which do happen in that neighborhood.
Yeah, also more surprising was at the school that it happened at. I mean, Jeffries is known as the good school. And, you know, even way back when I attended Jeffries, you know, my dad fought hard to get me in that school. Because, you know, living in the Jane Finch area, that school was out of my, was not my home school. So I actually fought hard to try to get into that school because it was known as a good school.
How did the neighborhood react when they heard about the death of Jordan Manners? Was there shock? Was there resentment? Was it, well, there's just another crime in the Jane Finch area? Or were they just totally upset by this?
Yeah, I think people were more shocked and they were more upset because it was a young kid and because it happened in the school, especially at a school like Jeffries. And, you know, it had nothing to do with guns or gangs, and that was, like, you know, the biggest deal.
Well, it had something to do with guns, sadly, because obviously one of the people that was involved in this had a gun because he was shot in the chest. Does this renew calls? What's the feeling there? Because you've heard that your mayor now, David Miller, the premier, and the attorney general here in Ontario have said we've got to curb the use of guns. We've got to get rid of guns. Do you hear that on your website? Do you hear that in the neighborhood?
I mean, that's one factor, but it's not going to solve all the problems. I mean, I think these kids have to be taught how to deal with conflict and how to deal with their anger. I mean, if it's not going to be, you know, buy a gun, they're going to use something else, right? So I think it's more of a situation where, these kids have to learn, and we have to pay more attention to these kids in school and, you know, just be there and be there to listen to them. They don't have to express themselves through this manner.
Are those programs in place now, Paul?
I know there's a lot of cutbacks. There are a few programs, but, in my opinion, I mean, they could be more effective.
You've lived there all of your life. One of the criticisms that we have heard about those programs is, well, look at what's happening. The crime rate's still high in that area, so clearly those programs don't work. How do you respond to that?
Well, I think the government needs to give funding to the right people. I mean, the programs that exist now, they're pretty good, but we need to get with the program, and to reach these young kids, you have to have more cutting-edge, innovative stuff that will attract those kind of at-risk youth.
That's the key word, isn't it, at-risk? I mean, there are some people that clearly, I guess, have bent on a life of crime, but there are others that are on the fence. Are those the ones that you think these programs should reach out to?
Yeah, they should have programs. Basically, a lot of programs just cater to the kids that are just doing okay. They're just living here, but they're not catering to the kids who've been to juvie or who've done some time or gotten into some trouble. We need programs to reach out to those kids.
And there's a possibility that if there is proper funding, if these programs are able to continue and perhaps even grow, that maybe somebody who might have been on the edge, who might have gone down that road, may not?
Oh, definitely. And I mean, that's why my website exists, to allow people to express themselves so they don't have to do it on the streets or in a violent way. If they have a problem, they can vent it either through poetry or music or, you know, making a video. And that's what we hope will help.
One of the things, we've heard the word snitch, and that was used in the report that we used at the beginning of this segment. Do you find that people are more forthcoming now, that they want to come forward and give information because they can do it with some sense of anonymity? I mean, if somebody's seen talking to a police officer and somebody sees them, I guess they're concerned about reprisals and, oh, hey, guess what they were saying. But, I mean, there are opportunities and there are avenues for them to be able to get that information to police. Do you find that they are more forthcoming now because of that?
I think things are improving. I mean, we're still not going to get the guy in the street to, you know, be seen with a cop anywhere. But, you know, for the other people who aren't involved in anything, I'm pretty sure, you know, they would feel comfortable talking to the police. And as long as they, you know, the cops make it, you know, give a good form for the residents to reach out and make everything, you know, I'm pretty sure we can get along.
Well, I tell you, Paul, it's fairly evident from the information we've received that a number of people have taken advantage of this, and I want to applaud you for your innovation, and thank you for the time this morning.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
You too.
Paul Nguyen, who is the founder of the website for the Jane Finch area. It's called www.jane-finch.com. And some authorities think that it may have been a positive factor in getting people to be able to open up and speak up about what they saw, what they knew about this circumstance. And, of course, two arrests have been made already. But it does raise the question about whether or not you would do that. And God knows there are so many examples that we could go into right now where crimes have been committed and people won't come forward. They don't want to get labeled. They're afraid of repercussions. So let me ask you something. Would you come forward if you witnessed a serious crime? Police had some trouble, we're told, trying to gather information on this. And it's not just in the Jane Finch area. This has happened in many other jurisdictions. Would you come forward if you witnessed a serious crime? We'll go to the phones and find out how you feel about it. 905-645-3221. We'll go to the phones right after we do the news break. This is the Bill Kelly Show. You're listening on AM 900 CHML. You're watching on Cable 14.